In sports today, we'll talk about high school baseball and softball scores from yesterday and the schedules coming up for today. We'll also talk about doubleheaders for the Lady Grizzlies of Missouri State University West Plains. Cover some other college news for Missouri athletics. We'll talk about Major League Baseball yesterday. The Cardinals and the Royals both had the night off. We'll talk about what they do today. And we've got some NFL news to cover, all as we take a look at sports. Hi, I'm Coleman Taylor from the Ecom Sports Network. In high school baseball scores from yesterday, the Thayer Bobcats got a 17-4 win over Liberty. Izzard County beat Yellville Summit 16-1. Concord over Viola 6-1. Tuckerman defeated Hoxie 13-6. Ellington over Winona 23-4. Koshkonong beat Seymour 14-3. Kabul took down Willow Springs 6-1. Houston over Ava 11-1. And Salem, Arkansas over Hoxie 16-1. Today in high school baseball, Houston plays Mountain Grove, Winona plays Lesterville, and West Plains is at home to play Mountain Home today. In high school softball yesterday, the Thayer Lady Bobcats beat Kabul 13-10, Ellington 23-4 over Winona, Koshkonong 14-3 over Seymour, Houston defeated Ava 10-7, Willow Springs over Houston 10-7, Bakersfield beat Winona 16-3, Hartville plays Bakersfield and Dora in the Southern Invitational Tournament today. Ava Varsity Girls softball takes on Seymour. Licking and Dixon play in the Salem Softball Classic, and Van Buren is at home to play Winona. The Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies are in doubleheader action at home this weekend. They take on Metropolitan Community College at noon and at 2 tomorrow, Sunday afternoon at noon and at 2, against Jefferson College. In college baseball this weekend, the Arkansas Razorbacks travel to South Carolina to take on the number 20 Gamecocks starting today, and that series continues through Sunday. The Missouri Tigers are at home taking on LSU this weekend. Missouri State Bears go on the road to Valparaiso in Indiana, and Arkansas State has the Red Wolves at home taking on Appalachian State. That series starts today. And the University of Missouri Board of Curators continued the momentum for Mizzou Athletics on Thursday, unanimously approving the hiring of Kansas City architecture firm DLR Group to design the historic project that will move forward with plans to transform and modernize Memorial Stadium, the iconic home facility for Mizzou football since 1926. Designed to preserve the stadium's tradition-rich elements while embracing a vibrant future for Mizzou, the $250 million Memorial Stadium Improvements Project will enhance the fan experience by further enclosing the north end of the stadium and adding a variety of new premium seating options along the north edge of the stadium, along with other upgrades throughout the facility. The Board of Curators approved the resolution at Thursday's board meeting in Rolla on the campus of University of Missouri Science and Technology. The current schedule developed by DLR Group expects the project to be complete by the start of the 2026 college football season, coinciding with the 100-year anniversary of Mizzou's first game at Memorial Stadium. The Cardinals and Royals both had the day off in Major League Baseball yesterday. They return to action tonight. The Cardinals take on the Brewers at 7:15, and the Baltimore Orioles travel to Kansas City to take on the Royals. First pitch is at 6:40 today. In the NFL, Rashee Rice, wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Teddy Knox are being sued in Texas for $1 million in actual damages and $10 million in punitive damages by two people who say they were injured in a six-vehicle crash March 30th in Dallas. The plaintiffs, Edvard Petrovsky and Arina Gorbov, allege Rice and Knox deliberately raced their vehicles at speeds well beyond the posted limits and caused the six-vehicle crash that led to their injuries. Rice was the leaseholder of both vehicles and was driving one at the time of the crash. Knox, a football player and former teammate of Rice's at SMU Mustangs, was driving the other. Each of them faced one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury, according to the police. In the lawsuit, the two plaintiffs claim injuries that include brain trauma, cuts to the face requiring stitches, bruises, disfigurement, and internal bleeding. Earlier Monday, Chiefs coach Andy Reid said that the team expects Rice to participate as they begin their offseason program Monday with virtual meetings. Reid wouldn't say whether the Chiefs were planning on having Rice participate later in the spring when they moved to the program to Kansas City. Knox has been suspended by SMU, which said in a statement last week that it takes allegations very seriously. Remember, for more news, sports, and weather, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For the Ecom Sports Network, I'm Coleman Taylor.